you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Really excited about this episode. We're all super fans of the show that we all know her from, which is Supernatural.
Supernatural.
It is Felicia Day. Super so cool chick. And also, by the way, I think this part got lost on the show, but right off
when
the
she asked you out on a date?
When she asked me out on a date, but right at the top of the show, she just starts shitting on me, like, immediately.
No, that's not what happened. That's not. That's a horrible retelling.
I don't remember exactly.
No, Shannon, get involved in this because now.
Good. That's not like we have all the time in the world, but sure, let's do it.
Chicken before the egg here a little bit, Ralph.
You said,
I can't believe you have such a better.
Such a great. I know. I was complimenting your camera. You're putting words in my mouth. No. I said, kudos to your camera. Your camera's great.
She goes, you're doing so much better than me, lady.
I didn't say that either.
Woman.
I didn't say you're doing better than me. You're putting words in my mouth.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever you called her, lady or woman.
I said woman.
Yeah,
okay, woman. And then I exacerbated that and made it a bigger thing than it had to be. And then
shocking.
She was sort of uncomfortable. She was on the ropes a little bit, and she fired back at you a little bit.
And then it was like an ongoing.
But thing. Then I was able to woo her with my sick charm.
Yeah, but then I got her on Team Ralph when she found that I built computers.
That's true. I was able to woo her.
Not next week.
Somehow.
We'll see what happens.
Not next week. Terminator timelines.
All right, here it is right now, the Felicia Day episode of the SDR show. Oh, shit.
Ah, shit.
Keeping it in.
We're doing a month long 30-day free trials. Use the code SDR30.
Ah, fuck me running.
God damn it. Or get a 2-year special.
Yeah, shit the bed on this one, Sutton. You really shit the bed on this one.
God damn it. My dogs are going to die.
Ralph, what do you got to put into this dog's milky-ass eye?
Feels so bad.
It's done, dude. It looks like a Rob Zombie character.
Use the code SDR30 for a 30-day free trial this month only, or a 2-year off deal, 30% off.
Hello, Ralph. It's me, your Chinese dog.
People won't get that till next week, Jay.
No one's going to get that till next week.
Your blind Chinese dog. Come home. I died weeks ago.
Here it is right now, the Felicia Day episode.
No. Oh, yeah, we are.
It is. That's leaving it all in. Leave that in, too, you bitch.
Sorry, everybody.
Here it is.
All right, listen to
Hold
this
on.
Woman.
Leave that in, too, woman. Here it is right now, Felicia Day on the SDR show.
Okay.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, our beat, it's hookers and blow.
It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. With me on Zoom for the first time in a while, Mr. Big J. Okerson. Nice to see you, sir.
Okay.
You know it's a guest you're excited about if you're coming in through Zoom, because you don't do these anymore with me.
I was excited. Shannon told me about this one last weekend, and I was like, I'll be there for that.
Yeah, and Shannon is in the Gas Digital Studios. And now, what can we say about this woman? First of all, what I loved is you are like one of the early pioneers of being a cool person online, like the YouTuber and the social, I mean, early influencer, or however you want to describe it. You're one of those people that got in quick. I know you, of course, not only from Buffy, but also Supernatural. I mean, you have over 100 IMDb credits. We can't list all of them, but it is Felicia Day. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me, y'all. I don't know what I'm in for. I want to tell you. I have an assistant monitoring an email, and she's like, oh, you should do this. I didn't look into the show.
Oh, fair enough.
That's fair.
This is perfect, because this leads me to my first fucking question. So glad you said this, okay? So Jay is a comic, the funniest guy on the planet that I know of at this point, right? Just brilliant, can rely on just being fucking funny, right? And doesn't have to do hours of research like I do. Right. So
let me just get this straight. Jay just waltzes in. He's the alpha here.
Yes.
And Ralph, you just do all the scut work to make
you
Jay's
said it,
life easier.
You said it, woman. Bring that back.
You know, okay. Ralph, one of my favorite things about you also is I could tell when you're nervous and can already tell that maybe a guest doesn't like you that much.
Oh, I assume they never like me. Are you kidding me?
When you give them the rundown of the show, you dial back the minutes of how long the show is. Depending on how much you think they're going to like it, which I understand completely, but when you said today, you go, it's only about a 40 minute show. I'm like, you try to make it be an hour every week.
Yeah, every week. But, you know, about 40 minutes seems less daunting. But anyway, so I watched hours of like interviews. I listened to the Felicitations podcast. I read a lot of your book. You're Never Weird on the Internet, all that stuff, right?
That's right. Research dog. That's what you do.
Research and then I just show beta. Up. Wow. Research beta. Right. So then what happened was I watched this interview and the dude opens with, "Hey, I don't know anything about you, but I'm told you're a big deal. So I brought you on the show." And the interview was bizarre. Right. So first I was going to ask you, Jay, because I watched the way she handled it. But I'm going to ask you first, Jay, because you do a lot of these morning radio things when you're doing like comedy around the country.
Yeah.
If that was an open, would you walk out? Would you just ride through it?
No. How would you handle it? I would just tell them. I don't assume that. I mean, I'm definitely not a household name, and I don't assume anybody knows who I am. And especially those morning TV things on the road, like those morning television affiliate morning show, like they have no fucking idea who gets sent to them.
We
just get sent into them. So they're just like, and they always just ask to say, "What made you get into comedy?" So you're just like, you just got to deal with it.
I'm saying that's a different animal. But if you're going to sit down for an hour with someone,
I mean, that's one of the funniest. Remember the CNN video with Dice Clay when he just walks off because the guy gets everything wrong?
Oh, yeah. And Motley Crue did that too. Motley Crue, they called them a different band. They thought they were Poison.
But you'd have to achieve some level of something that I certainly haven't to be like, how could they possibly?
I hear it, but I still feel like, and Felicia, you handled it way nicer than I thought you should have.
Which interview was this? Was this Larry King?
No, that I want to ask you about that one too, but I want to get into that also, but... No, this was some guy like, I'm going to fuck up his
Felicia,
name.
Felicia, I hear you're on TV. Go. Yeah.
Oh, that's but what it's something
was,
like that.
But he was more that. Like, I hear that they made me interview you. Why am I wasting my time with you? I mean, God bless him. He's dead, right?
Yeah. I mean, you've said in a few interviews that he was not nice to you.
He was dismissive, and it was as if he's like, I'm better than this. And I kind of agree. Like,
I mean, I got that vibe from you right away when you shit on my bikes. That's the same vibe I got.
Oh, man. Listen.
But there's still something when you get excited, like some part, you know, Larry King is like a big deal in the world. You know, he is like he's a legend. So when you
Although
go on the
I
show.
I will say, not to speak ill of the dead, but my daughter is really, he's really into mummies. My daughter is really into mummies. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's some pictures of people who have been mummified, like the Bog Man.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like in person when I was interviewed by Larry King.
Oh, he's mummified? Oh, probably.
I thought that story was going to end with you and your daughter dug up Larry King, and I was really excited for that.
Yes. Probably looks great.
We mummified him.
Yeah, we got him. So the guy's name, I'm going to fuck it, something like Stock Guy. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, the Stock Guy. Oh, yeah. You know, I think that was, okay, so yeah, he's a Twitch streamer, and I think that's his shtick. He's, you know, he's like, he was tough on me. And right, I did grind him into the ground, didn't I? I really did.
One of the lines I liked, you said to him, you look average in every way possible, which is like an interesting dig.
That's great. That really stinks.
Like, if there was a serial killer, like sketch artist, it'd be just that guy, you know?
Yeah, just everything. You have like somewhat facial hair, your average height.
Yep.
And it's pretty wild.
Yeah. 5'10", a face, hair.
Two eyes in a general location.
Yeah, two eyes somewhere on his head. I had a Bob and Tom was like a radio show. Sometimes radio shows can be like nasty. When they have like also like an idea in their head of what it is. Like you said, when you told Felicia about the questions at the end of the show, she was like, well, we'll see. But I'm saying a similar kind of thing. Like when I went to Bob and Tom radio was a big thing was they want you to do bits,
right?
Like comedy bits
for a comic to do,
which I just hate. So I just told him, I was like, well, guys, I just talk. So it's like, whatever you're talking about, I'll just talk about. And they go, well, feed it. And I'm trying to tell them, I'm like, guys, my bits are like dirty. And this is Midwest syndicated radio. I'm like, so why don't you just let me talk about whatever talk? And then because I just kind of held firm that I was like, hey guys, I'm not going to do bits, they just ignored me. They just never threw to me at all. Yeah, it was so rude.
Meaning Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Felicia. I'm sorry.
Well, but I'm just like, your bits are that's your work. All right. You don't ask like an actor to get up and do a monologue at an interview. You know, it's just like, this is
can you give us the ending of the show?
Yes.
But you do ask bands to perform. I always feel that bands should play when they're
in studio. Big difference between acting, I think, comedy, and then music, particularly like music. Everybody only wants to hear the five things they know. When you're doing comedy or acting, they want to see you do something different.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's true. I get it. No, but I still like with you, and maybe because not all comics are this way. Jay, you're, as I said before, naturally a funny guy where a lot of comics are not. So maybe they don't feel like throwing it to a guy that's just going to not be funny.
Is it natural, Ralph?
Are you smoking a cigarette?
No, it's weed.
Oh, okay.
Does that make it okay, Felicia? Is that how you feel?
I don't care.
Makes it better.
I don't care. I was actually shocked that I saw a cigarette. I've seen a ton of weed, but not a cigarette in years. And so I was like, oh, are we French now?
Oh no! If I was gross enough to smoke inside, I would just continuously smoke. It's probably for the best. I have to go outside.
Oh,
for cigarettes.
Yeah. You still smoke pretty regularly, right, Jay? Like a regular amount of cigarettes.
What's that? What's a regular amount?
I would say a pack a day. Is that a pack? Is that about right?
Wow.
That's fair. That's fair.
Do you know those decisions aren't good long term? Are you aware of that?
Long term, I'm 44. In the short term, I think it's murdering me daily.
I'm concerned for you.
I am also.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So anyway, let's start this. This is what I find fascinating. Obviously, there was a show you did that you created online by yourself, which is kind of how you made a big impact in the world, The Guild, which you, if I'm not mistaken, created, starred, wrote, produced, did online by yourself, got huge from that, right? And that became you were doing acting at the time, but that really is what put you on the map. Is that fair?
That's right. I was on Buffy. I was in Bring It On Again as a tormented ballerina cheerleader. Yeah.
You and me both.
I know. Half of my face got in an Old Navy commercial during the 2004 Olympics. That made me a lot of money, actually. But yeah, up until The Guild, I was just kind of, you know, somebody who worked a little bit. And I didn't do it alone. I had friends. I had a couple of friends who helped me, you know, take my script and put it online because we were just sketch, you know, comedy actors, writers. And this new thing called YouTube seemed kind of cool. And yeah, you know, I was kind of considered myself a failure, and I was addicted to World of Warcraft. And I was like, let's try this because nothing else is joyful in life. And I did it. And it actually took off because we were one of the first, and it was kind of unique. And I loved it so much. I was like a maniac. I would like email everybody, just watch my show, just my show. And I got to do that show for 6 years, and we always shot in my house. Mm-hmm. We always, like, the whole time. That's why I can never go back to that show. I couldn't afford to build sets because we never had a set. It was actually my bedroom.
Oh, that's wild. And the outfit you wore on that is now in the Smithsonian. That's fucking crazy.
That is true. We did some music videos that were pretty viral, millions and millions of views. And the outfit that I wore is in a permanent part of the Smithsonian collection as an example of kick-ass ladies and internet content and gaming. So it's like in three different categories.
It's in a category called kick-ass ladies?
No, I made that up.
Oh, okay.
All that fine-ass work and yet not in Larry King's orbit still.
You know, listen. I
never
mean, what is Larry King?
What is his orbit? Muesli? things he to keep you regular.
I don't want to insult. I mean, it was just clear that his online people had been like, you need to raise your profile with the youngins. And so I got, you know, I listen, you earn that place and then somehow you're just interviewing this person.
Sure.
It's like me with somebody doing NFTs. I'm like, I don't really understand. I mean, actually, I have my own NFTs coming on, but
don't you have a coin also? Didn't I read that? You have like
I do have a creator coin. I'm learning. Like, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like 50 and not understand what people are doing at 20. I mean, I won't try. Mm-hmm. Are you 50? You look
51.
You don't look that old.
I'll be 52 in about 3 weeks.
Ew.
You dye your hair? You look pretty good.
No, you can't see, but I have gray in my hair.
All the grays fell out.
Oh no.
The grays are the ones that are
Jason.
Gone.
Jason, you're very mean to me. I'm fragile.
You're not fragile at all. You have two bikes.
You do. Why do you have two bikes? You ride
one is
both
my
brother's.
One is my brother's. He lives in Miami. I keep it here. So I keep it here. When he comes to New York, we go on a little bike ride together, like cute, adorable brothers.
Is it like once a year? So that's kind of sad. It's a lot
no,
of real estate.
Probably
for
three times a year he comes in.
Okay. All right.
Still not enough of a number.
Do you live in like a closet? It doesn't seem like a big place you got.
This is the second bedroom that I'm in right now. If I could, I'd give you a tour, but I can't take this camera on tour. I don't have a $1,000 camera like you do. Sorry.
for the record, I look so much better than you.
Oh, I'm not denying that. I've been to several platforms. Although I did say that of the four cameras, you're number one. I'm two. Shannon's three. Jay's camera sucks. Wiener. That's a really bad camera.
Because he's got a weed screen on it. It's like so much smoke in that room. It's like I'm looking at Snoop Dogg or something.
No, wait. Hang on, Ralph. I can fix it. Hang on. Well, I mean, I got this camera, which is a better camera. But
wait, so you didn't even bring your good camera to my interview?
That's a great camera, Jay. You look fantastic.
Not, shut up. I got to turn it on. Oh, no, wow. I just burned my wall with weed.
That's really good.
Great.
You're really impressing Felicia here, by the way. It's good job, Jay.
Hang on, Ralph. Ralph, vamp for a second.
Is this helping at all? I do have a bunch of questions. Let's see if Jay gets his fix first.
Oh,
what?
Nope.
No, that's, is it better?
Is it not better?
No, it's now, a oh my better. God, now like,
now your
voice
just
is
completely gone.
Now everything went to I'm shit, back. Jay. All right, that was a really good job. Good job, Jay.
See how much nicer that camera is?
How much? I don't know if it was. All right, let's go back to the. So,
okay.
On some serious questions you have. So you're in one of my favorite shows of all time. I think all of our favorite shows. Jesus, what the fuck is happening?
What are you doing?
Went back to the shitty camera.
Okay, there you go.
Are people going to see this video or is this all audio? Because this is
it
a
is
mess.
Amazingly, people will be seeing this. That's the
crazy
great.
Thing. Great. I'm glad I didn't comb my hair or wash myself.
Well, next time have your assistant read the email more thoroughly. What can I tell you? I know you said in an interview that you fire people often, so it's maybe time to fire that assistant.
Listen, no, in an interview I said I didn't fire people enough. That was probably
said. No, you did say I fire people often. On Larry King, you said it.
Well, that was just desperate. I was just trying to get the guy interested in me.
I will say I panic every time we have somebody on who's not familiar with the show or somebody high profile. Because when they come on, I exactly think that they've come on and they were like, what the fuck did I say I would do today?
Yeah. Why am I on the show?
And then they get on and it's exactly what they were hoping it was. And just two idiots going like, hey, so where's the camera?
I did Google you and I saw your faces and that's exactly what I assumed.
Oh, good enough. Well, at least we're hitting it home. At least you went a step further than most, which is good.
Do you know what? As a huge Supernatural fan myself, all three of us are. I gotta say, I think it's really neat to see all of like the collectible stuff you have behind you, and saying that you were like a World of Warcraft person. To say that you had injected it seemed like a lot of yourself into that character then, because it was always kind of about nerding out about stuff.
It was, you know, actually, here's the story about that show is that I was offered that part and it was right when I had a company called Geek and Sundry and we made a ton of YouTube content and other content on other platforms, Twitch streaming, all that stuff. But the company was launching the month that episode was shooting. And I have been going back and forth to Vancouver shooting Eureka, which is another show I was on for a couple of years, which is a really cool show. And I was like, I can't leave when my company's launching to shoot the show. And they sent me the script. And I read it and I was like, I have to do this part. A, because this part is so amazing. B, because this show's going to get canceled because it's like year 7. This show's not going further. I might as well get on it while I can. Also, they wrote the part as a Felicia Day type. And it was like the showrunner who was like, well, let's try to get Felicia Day. And it even occurred to the writer who wrote the part as me to even ask me to do it. So I'm glad I got an 8-year gig out of it.
That'd be cool if you didn't get it when they're looking for Felicia Day.
Buddy,
type.
I've heard of that. That's cool. Buddy, that's happened a lot.
That's happened to me. There was a video game that was like Felicia Day type, and I had my agents call, and they were like, no.
That's weird.
Ben Bailey, the host of Cash Cab, he's a comedian also, and he said he lost a part that it was like looking for Ben Bailey type.
That's really funny.
It's so awful. My best story in this vein is that when I was doing commercials a lot, I did this commercial for like, I don't know, it was some kind of yogurt, drinkable yogurt, which by the way is disgusting.
Yeah.
And I had to walk down the street drinking yogurt and I had an internal monologue that I had to audition to be my own voice in my own head. And I did not get the part. It's another person.
That's awesome.
They were like, that voice doesn't sound like her.
That's fucking awesome.
That's
time I did I'm not good with voices or anything like that. And I had to do I was 35 and I went to audition and the guy on screen was 50 and I had to do his voice. And to have a room full of people, they just said to me, yeah, you're not getting this at all. Just left fucking mortified.
Ralph, did I tell you ever I must have told you when I went to do a voiceover audition, it was like Jon Stewart was doing a new cartoon. I don't think it ever ended up happening.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But my panic, they were sending all these comedians in. They wanted comedians to read for it to do It was, you had to make a decision for one of the characters that were there, like the original characters, and they also wanted impressions. I don't do voice work or impressions, really. I mean, I do impressions, but they're all bad on, like, sort of
bad
on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I went in and I was panicking, and I go into the booth. I did a, whatever the choice I made for this character was nonsense. I feel like I, whatever the choice I had in my head, I was just didn't do that, and I did something else. And the thing, and then they were like, now we need impressions. And I started to really panic.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, man. I started panicking, and my radio partner on Sirius, Dan Soder, is a good, great impressionist. And so just panicking, I said, my partner on my radio show, Dan Soder, is a great Dr. Phil impression. And I go, it goes like this. And then I tried to do his Dr. Phil, failed. And then they go, okay, are there any impressions that like you do? And I was like,
let me get Dan on the phone real quick.
Dude, I was trying to think. So I swear to you, I go, oh, I think I do a pretty funny Charlie Sheen. And they go, go, all right, cool. Go ahead, do Charlie Sheen. And for some reason, in my panic, I couldn't think of a line to say as Charlie Sheen.
Oh, God.
So instead, I said, because it's a similar voice, I did the line from Beetlejuice. I went, I'm the ghost with the most, baby. And then they went, what? and then I paused for, I mean, a long time. And I just went, I wanted them to know it was Charlie Sheen. So I just went, AIDS. And then I left. I walked out. They were like, thank you. I'm like, no, that was terrible. I'm sorry. And they were like, no, it was fine. And I walked out. And then it was like one of these maze hallways where three times I had to walk past them again to be like, doors this way. Doors over here.
Oh, God.
That's
great.
It's
fucking wonderful, Jay. I just made my day. Oh my God.
I'm the ghost with the most. AIDS. I'm like, what have I just done?
Oh my God. Aren't you happy doing the show, Felicia? Jesus Christ.
I mean, the bar is so low. I'm fine.
You're fine.
Hey there, auto mechanics.
Hi.
Super cool do-it-yourself guys.
What's up? You guys need a hand job from me or Ralph while you fix our cars?
and guys who work on their own cars.
Hey there, boys. You want to make you some lemonade while you fix my car? Because I don't know what anything
while
is.
All these guys suck each other off.
Hey, you real men want to do real guy stuff while me and Ralph just fucking wear aprons and no clothes?
We want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices.
Yeah, get those parts and fix my car while me and Ralph do puppetry of the penis in a bathroom together.
It's a one-stop shop for everything auto parts.
It's
rock,
amazing. It's rock fun to look at. I just don't know what to do with anything.
I'm not the right guy for this.
Well, no, here's the thing. There's plenty of things I want. I'm not an idiot to not know.
But you have a car at least.
Of course, but effects and all kinds of cool things you can get like that, like fun accessories to your car. Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, but it is if you are a guy that works on their car and it also has the best possible price. But
if you're in the Midwest and you're rad.
Yes, and you have a cinder blocks on your driveway, this is for you.
Right. Listen, podcasting across the board for the most part is a blue collar audience, so
yeah,
people are out, I mean, there, these guys know what they're doing,
and you know
they're
the
far manlier
prices
men than us. Not a bunch of New York bagel eating Jews like us.
New York pusses.
A couple of fucking,
I don't even
nitties.
Know how to fucking check the oil on a car.
I don't know where spark plugs are, but I shave my dick and balls every week.
Oh, welcome to the club. Go to rockauto.com. They're so confident. There's no promo code needed. The best pricing is already there. Just when you make that order,
rockauto.com. You slicked up a little bit when I said about that.
The anger?
The thing about my dick.
Oh, maybe.
I shaved my dick.
Go to rockauto.com, and when you make that purchase, tell them you heard about them on the SDR show.
Shannon, do you want to masturbate to me shaving?
Jay with the shaved dick. Let's get back into it.
Dude, me naked in a shower, shaving my dick and balls would be the most unjerkable thing for a girl ever.
Jay, Shannon, would you go watch that next week? All right, let's get back into this.
Shannon would watch. She's a friend.
All right, so question. Obviously, we're all crazy Supernatural fans, right?
Yeah.
And I was a crazy Buffy and Angel fan. That's just story of my life.
Great.
Where are your crazier fans? Like, who the people that come up to you? Because, like, who's a little wackier, the Supernatural fans or the Buffy? Because I think there's cons for both of them at this point, aren't there?
There's cons for, I mean, I do a lot of cons. I do like 5 or 6 a year at least. Sometimes I do more, sometimes I do less.
But I mean, there's one specific for both, like not just a Comic-Con. Yes. There's a Supernatural con. I almost went 1 year, and there's a A Buffy one. And I know
there
your character
Buffy
just
ones.
Got...
You know, yeah, the show, it's pretty old show. So right. They're not as many Buffy-only events as much. But for a while, yeah, Buffy was definitely the one I was most known for. Now, because Supernatural just ended, definitely Supernatural for the last several years has been the one. You know, I have fans all over. I have to tell you, I was on My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, once. And, like, that's, like, the hardest core fan base. Oh. And they will bring you, like, the best fan art. And so, you know, I have fans all over. I do video game voices. I do Twitch streaming.
There's a dark side to that little My Little Pony world, though. There's a dark side to that.
Believe me, if I played a character named Pear Butter, and I'm a very, I consider myself an innocent person. And I Googled Pear Butter fan art, and you want to be more specific about that. Because
oh, I have on my phone, one of my favorite things ever, if you just do from Supernatural, just to send it to like friends who watch the show also, they just have like those Photoshop things. You just go Jensen Ackles and the two guys together.
Yeah,
just pictures of them. No, but it's just those two guys. It's like with like a gay, naked, like there, porn guys hugging.
There's a whole subculture of that.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
South Park did a whole thing on that.
A lot of people ship them. Destiel.
The only reason I get it is because...
they're both so goddamn good looking.
I'm a straight man. I'm as straight as they come, Ralph. You know that. I'm your alpha, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I ever put that out there.
But I will say for sure, I would have dumped my girlfriend tomorrow for one kiss on the mouth from Jensen Ackles.
Same here, buddy. I mean, I'm right there with you. I think all of us. I have had
the opportunity to act with a lot of very hyper-attractive men. I saw Henry Cavill the other day in person because I went to the Witcher premiere.
Superman.
And again, they're just too attractive. There's a point where it's just not a real person. It's like a wax figure come to life. And
I've seen that a lot. Yeah, I've seen that a lot in a lot of women, but I mean, he is a guy where you're just like, damn, he is alluring.
Yeah.
And then watching, you know, also on my Sirius XM show, Jacob, my producer over there, became like a huge fan of the show too. And all during the quarantine, like, that's what me and he also just like binged the whole thing completely.
Yeah, by the way, Shannon made it through all like 14 out of the 15 seasons in like what, Shannon? 2 weeks? She watched all of it in 2 weeks.
How is that possible? Did you sleep?
She hasn't had sex in 4 years.
Yes, that made it a lot easier. Made it a lot easier.
That doesn't take very long, though. You just...
You were saying, Jay, I'm sorry. So, Jacob?
Oh, yeah, Jay, we really, like, tried desperately, also on this show, to get to Jensen on. But, yeah, just, like, the amount of, like, fangirling with it. When we... Jacob turned us on to his... like Home and Garden TV, like his like not cribs, but like the adult version of Cribs, where they don't show you all the Moe in the fridge. It's just like showing you their house. And like his story is even so cool. Like him and his wife were driving one day and they just saw this house and they were like, that's our house. And then he just went and made an offer on a house that wasn't being sold until they sold it to him. And it was like, here's our thinking porch. And you're like, oh man, this guy rules.
Yeah, no, he's pretty cool. I have to tell you that it's the funnest set I've been on. And both the guys, Jared and Jensen, are just incredibly funny. And I mean, I had one of the episodes I had a couple years ago with Jared, who plays Sam. Mm-hmm. We were in a car together for all day. And he's like, Jared, like Jensen's super tall. He's like 6'3 or 4. I mean, he's super tall. Jared is like taller. He's like an oak tree that moves. He's like a hot ent come to life or something. So like, and he's had to pick me up a lot in several episodes. And it's always being like, it ain't no thing. You know, he just picks me up with a finger. It's really fun to be picked up by an ent.
It's funny though, I never realized, because I always thought that he was about 6'4 and Jensen was like 5'10. But are you saying that Jensen's like 6'2, 6'3 and Jared's like 6'6?
I think he's at least six six. Yeah, he's huge. He's not a normal sized person.
They're tall in the athletic way. Ralph's tall and he's 6'5", but more in like the grew up near power lines and lead paint
more
way.
More like something's mentally wrong with me kind of way.
Something happened.
I noticed that, but I didn't want to say anything.
Yes, fair enough.
That's why he has to have two bicycles for himself.
I think it's really just to carry him.
I don't even have a brother. It just made up that whole story.
Ralph and his brother are like DeVito and Schwarzenegger, just in like how different
twins.
They're twins, but they are, his brother's short.
Yeah, he's 5'7", and I'm 6'5" and change.
What happened there? Did you take all his energy in the womb
or
something? Are you twins?
From sunlight until he was 9.
Yeah. They chained him up like those Turpin kids.
So vitamin D deficiency just stunted him. Okay. That's why I'm so short.
Some quick questions. Ready? You play Dungeons and Dragons a lot. You talk about that a lot. Were you ever cool enough to get into the former guest on this show, Joe Manganiello's Dungeons and Dragons game? They're legendary in Hollywood. Were you ever cool enough to play those?
No, I don't know why. I think that's mostly dudes, to be honest with you.
I don't think he
has any women in that group.
Oh, okay.
But I love Dungeons and Dragons. I played a lot before I became kind of prominent with all the web series stuff. My company Geek & Sundry started a Twitch channel, and we actually launched a show called Critical Role, which is like the fanciest D&D place, you know, group out there. And that was because my friend Ashley's in the group, and I was like, oh, just put them on there. And they become like superstars. So yeah, I love D&D. I know Joe Manganiello was on, like my company had a couple of shows and he guested on them. So, you know, a lot of people know each other in Hollywood, but sadly, can you put a good word in for me?
I mean, talk about a good looking dude, right? I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I've never seen him in person, but.
Sofia Vergara's husband?
Yeah.
That guy? The werewolf from True Blood?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's one of the hottest couples ever, right?
That's a good
the best looking guy I ever met in person. I got one of these. I'm going to give it for right here. One of these from Chris Hemsworth. I got it from Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, I touched his arm once.
Oh, my God. He
at
was
a
like,
party.
He was gliding through the room. I will tell you that.
Ralph, like, really, what do you Jesus think it meant? Christ. What do you think it meant that he did this?
Like, hey, God, I'll tell you why.
The fact that you've held on to that is
I'll
insane.
Tell you what happened. It's very simple. We were passing each other in Sirius XM. There was only like 5'4" people around. Everyone was short. He's about my height. We were looking right at each other, and he did it first, and I did it back.
So it's like a tall guy thing?
A tall guy thing. Jay doesn't get it. He's only 6'3".
So if you're over... What is the tall guy?
It's a 6'4 and over club. We don't talk about it publicly. I got to keep it to myself, but it's a secret thing that we do.
Well, what else? Okay. Then LeBron James gave you some gun barrels.
Give me gun shoots.
It's different. Every inch gets you a different club.
A different type of thing.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You are open that you were homeschooled your whole life, right? And you have a kid now. Are you going to homeschool your kid, or is that something you're against?
I'm not against it. My mom didn't try hard enough as far as the socialization part, but she definitely, I mean, did not try. It's just I wasn't around other kids enough. So I kind of want to do a hybrid thing. I'm sending her to a school where she kind of goes 3 or 4 days a week. And then the other days I do lessons and stuff. So I'm doing kind of a hybrid thing, but I'm not schooling her because she's the kind of kid who will not listen to me at all. So I'm like, someone else needs to manage this.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Or she'll just be a wolf.
How old is she?
Like a wolf. She's almost five. She's four and change.
This school is one of these schools that's designed to be hybrid, or you created this curriculum for her with this school?
Well, no. Now she goes to preschool only 2 hours a day. And then next year she's going to go to a kindergarten. And I specifically tried to find one that had more flexible scheduling because, I don't know, most kids, you know, they're in too many lessons. And also, I would be bored if I went to one place every day. That's why I like my office, but I'm real freeform, y'all. And so I just wanted her to have a little flexibility in traveling, but also like she's going to be learning Spanish. So she's going to go to immersion school. And then the days off, she's going to do like French cooking because I'm going to raise an a-hole. I don't know.
And your podcast, Felicitations, has been around for 3 years. But in 3 years, you've managed to do a whopping 76 episodes.
Oh, yeah, because nobody pays me. It's just me ranting into a mic. I would not recommend it to anybody. I do have another podcast called Undressing the Witcher, where me and my friend Tom Link, who was in Buffy, he played Andrew in Buffy, and he and I love The Witcher. And so we do take every episode and kind of deconstruct it. And I would recommend starting there if you're a podcast listener, because we actually put effort into that. Felicitations is like basically hybrid therapy for me, whining, and I recommend some books. Okay, if you like that and me ranting like this alone for about 45 minutes, tune in. It's free.
Ralph has another podcast called Trump Rules and Reasons Why the Insurrection
Trump Rules and
is
Why
necessary.
Not to Get Vaccinated.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I knew I should have researched you guys before coming on here.
I was trying to debate in my head if I was going to say that or something. Yeah, an anti-vax and also anti-vax.
And then I'd be like, what's wrong with anti-vax?
Okay. Just turn into a major political debate.
She's on my team immediately. She's like, oh, another one. Yeah, me too. Fuck this vaccine.
Thank God. Also, what about JFK? That's crazy. Yeah.
He goes, Trump is the hero we deserve, not the hero we needed.
You talked to my grandma? No, I'm just kidding.
Also, which is crazy because your grandfather was like a brilliant guy, nuclear physicist. You had access to the internet before most of us. So that is partly why maybe you were so fascinated with this world, because you got in it when you were seven, which there really wasn't a internet for most of us at that point, right?
No, it was called CompuServe, and it was like you just dialed up and it would go bing, bing, ding, 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 you know, that
pretty
kind
good
of
noises.
Thing.
Felt like I was there for a second, yeah.
And I was so desperate for other children to contact me, but then I got on the internet and onto like little MUDs, like typing MUDs. There were no children there. Like, just to be clear, I was interacting with adults. Thank goodness I never had something super sketchy happen to me. But I did meet up with some people at an arcade one time when I was about 14 or 15, and nobody looked the way that anyone expected. And it was very awkward. We were like, oh, no. And it was like, tiptoe back.
Yeah, I got on there early. I think I was 1989 or 90. I was on the internet because they had it in my college. So they, you know, it was only at the college like computer room, and it was only MIRC chats at that point. There was no graphics or anything. And I did that. That was pretty early. And to get you on my side of the geekness, I was wanted by the FBI for computer hacking when I was 15.
What? That's so hot.
Yeah. See, look now, Jay. She's on Team Jay. She's on Team Ralph. No more Team Jay.
I know. Ralph, you got interesting and it only took 37 minutes.
Boom, I heard that.
Yeah, I heard liars really turn her on.
Trump supporting liars. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here at the SDR show. I'm really an overall sponsor at Gas Digital. Yo, Kratom, man. They hang in with us through thick and thin, man. They are so loyal to us, and we are so loyal to them because they are home of the $60 kilo, everybody.
Yes.
First of all, you want to buy anything you can in kilos. It feels awesome. You're like 50 cents. So cool. I like to open mine with a switchblade and do a little bump off of it.
Take your finger.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
But they have wholesale prices. It's top quality lab tested Kratom. If you're in the Kratom game or you are currently a fan of Kratom, this is the best place you can get it at the best price. They deliver right to you and you can get it in kilo form, everybody. Wholesale prices in kilos.
Not to be confused with CeeLo form, because that would be very different.
Yeah, that might be crazy. That might be crazy. I can't believe you knew so much that I sang the entire Peter Cetera song.
Of course.
2 weeks from now.
You guys find out about it next Thursday.
Two weeks from now, go back to listen to the week before's episode, and then you'll get all this. It's a scavenger hunt.
It'll make sense. It's at some point.
Yeah. Terminator timeline.
YoKratom.com.
Home of $60 kilo.
Let's get back into it.
Okay. A couple other things. One I love is that you did a voice on the Marvel's Spider-Man animated show, which I love.
I did. I played Mary Jane.
Do you think that at all that might be because, you know, there's this, maybe you can't tell us, but the new Marvel movies crossing every single Marvel Spider-Man that's ever lived into one movie. Is there a way that that might be opening a door for you into the MCU, or you're not allowed to say anything?
I would love to say I'm not allowed to say anything. I'd say there's no chance in hell, but okay. Oh,
okay. Fair enough.
I mean, I'm too old for that now. And also, all my friends who are superheroes, all they do is not eat and work out. What a horrible life.
By the way, if I would have said that line, all my friends that are superheroes, Jay would fucking shit on me like you wouldn't believe, but she says it. He's like, yeah, seems about right.
Yeah. She's a pretty girl, dude. Talk superheroes with her all day.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine saying that line to Jay. Fuck me. Also, is it true that you got Buffy by cold emailing Josh Whedon?
No, I got Dr. Horrible. Dr. Horrible. Buffy, I did audition for, and it was like, I got cast because I was so nervous in the audition, but they gave me some sides to just read cold, and they were just desperate for an actor, and I had to start working the next day. And so I was like a potential slayer, and it was like my first gig, but it was like the best gig ever. And because I kept talking with Joss, and I did the guild, and I sent in the guild on the email, and I was so nervous. I was like, oh, I'm going to send the fancy person my you know, crappy thing I made in my living room. And he was so impressed with that. That, like, inspired him to do this web thing called Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog with me and Neil Patrick Harris and Nathan Fillion. It was a huge phenomenon. And the reason I got that was that I emailed him. So, I don't know. Sack up, Felicia. You get
and
some
also,
good stuff
out of that. Supposedly, your character from Buffy, which I read yesterday, is getting revamped. I just read it yesterday.
Yeah, Ralph subscribes to Teen Beat magazine.
Did you not know that? Your character.
I didn't know it. Send me an email.
Yeah, I'll send you a link. Yeah, your character, I saw it yesterday, is getting revived in a new book for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
How? Because I know they boomed comics, took them over, and then they kind of retconned everything.
Literally yesterday.
What? In the canon?
Jay, this is for you, Jay.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You made my day. Now I don't like... Jay, go away. Let's talk about...
Go back to trying to switch your camera for 14 minutes.
I'll see you guys later. Take care.
Oh, no. Come back. I want to look at your hazy ass face.
Hazy. That's a good word for it. I have a question. Because you said you had access so young to the internet. Like, where do you think about... Your daughter's 4 right now. My daughter's 19, so I'm out of the dark waters of that. But, like... When do you give her access to the internet, do you think?
Never.
Never.
I mean, you just try to keep her away. I mean, it's so disturbing to sidebar, because Ralph, because, you know, we are just about 2 weeks, not even, about 2 weeks away from going on a ride-along. Me and Dan are going to go on a ride-along with an online pedophile hunter.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's going to be awful. Ugh.
It's going to be ridiculous. They end with arrests, but it's, but the point I'm bringing it, up for is simply that, like, I just started seeing these videos. I mean, everyone had, like, you know, To Catch a Predator was on TV, but these amateur ones, there is hundreds at least of these amateur, YouTube pages of these guys doing amateur, pedophile hunts. And that's the scary thing, is how easy it is to get somebody who wants to have sex with young kids.
It's disgusting. It's so scary. It is very scary. No,
I would have kept my daughter away from the internet way longer if I felt that those were the numbers of that.
There's no way. Also, it's just bad for your self-esteem, especially as a girl. So, like, I would like to not allow her to use social media or Instagram. I mean, Instagram, like, they have studies internally saying it, like, ruins self-esteem with especially girls. So I'm like, no.
Well, there's a whole big Instagram thing going on right now that's happening as we speak. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, I also just, you know, I have been my life has been enriched by a lot of strangers, but I was early on the internet. I think it was like a bunch of, you know, like nerdy rejects who just wanted people to like dragons with them. And now just every assholes on the internet, like in a good way and a bad way. And so we play Nintendo Switch games together, but I'll never let her play like with strangers she doesn't know, like on Roblox and stuff. Like, I'm like, I know people who let their 7-year-old just play with randos they meet on Roblox. I'm like, how do you know who this is? I don't know. It seems a little sketchy.
So, I mean, also YouTube, like,
YouTube
I've seen awful. I've seen 3-year-olds who know how to navigate a cell phone to get to YouTube videos they want to watch. It's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's every parent's individual saying, I'm not going to judge anybody. I didn't let my daughter watch any TV until she was 3, but, you know, that's my choice, and that was pretty extreme.
I chained my daughter to a furnace until she agreed to be a lesbian.
That's fair.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. And how long did that take?
Oh,
not
years.
As long as you think, surprisingly.
it was years, but I think she's stronger for it.
Yeah, she's stronger because she's trying to pull
leg
that
day every
thing.
Day. Yeah. Try to build those muscles up.
So a couple of we don't have much time with you left, so we'll go through a few things. You are currently filming, which was one of my favorite shows of all time, Mystery Science Theater 3000. That's, you're filming right now, if I'm not mistaken. And you're also,
I am.
You're
Is that
doing,
with Jonah? Are you doing with Jonah?
I am. Do you know Jonah?
Yeah. I used to. I've done the Meltdown show out in LA when they were running that years ago.
Jonah's my favorite. We did a movie together. I produced a movie for Blumhouse called Pooka Lives, and he and I were in it. We played a married couple. He's so good.
Into the Dark. I love those. Yeah.
That was one of my movies. I produced it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. He's my favorite. He's directing this MST2K. He was one of the, he kind of ran the writer's room too. And so I got to write with him. He's just damn funny.
Yeah. Him and Kumail used to run a show out in LA at a place called Meltdown.
Yep.
Comics in the back of Meltdown
Kumail's
Comics.
Kumail's done pretty good for himself.
And he got
yoked
too.
I haven't seen that
too.
Yet. I've not seen Eternals yet. I want to see it.
He got yoked.
I know, but that's too much work. That's what I'm saying. Do you want to put that much work into looking that good?
Part of all of her superhero friends.
Clearly, Felicia, I don't. Thanks for asking.
Her super friends that she has. He's one of them, I'm assuming.
He's more of an acquaintance. I mean, I don't want to claim friendship with everybody, but Hollywood friends is like, I'll say hi at a party. Yeah, that's a Hollywood friend.
Okay, and a couple other quick things, then we're going to wrap up. You're doing a charity stream on Twitch December 17th, which is right around the corner.
Thank you.
A bunch of stuff that you're doing to give away, like a private one-on-one Zoom and a bunch of other stuff. And you could just find you on Twitch for that, correct?
Yeah, yeah. You can follow my Twitter. This stuff in the background, all this stuff is being auctioned off on Charity Buzz. So like this 3-foot Chucky doll and this other crap that I got for free, a bunch of Conan O'Brien pump Funkos. I have no idea why I have those.
And then I'm giving away a bunch of Conan O'Brien and not Conan O'Brien?
Is it, I don't know. Is it Conan?
Conan.
I'm more hocked if you want people to get this on an auction. You described it as all this free crap.
Yeah. It's not free to
you. Also, by the way, this free crap.
While we're on the topic, I watched your video. It's swag, not swag, for God's sake.
Listen, I was homeschooled. I was trapped in a house until I was literally almost like Jay's daughter tied to a furnace.
Fair enough.
And
fair
I didn't
enough.
Become a lesbian, but I play a lot of lesbians on TV, so I'm
yeah. Not a lesbian, but I do like Lisa Loeb well past that one song.
Yes, I do. I'm doing that. I'm doing I do a lot of Twitch streaming. I don't know if you guys are gamers, but I do.
I'm not. But that's what I was going to ask you. Do you embrace new games as well, or do you have the games that you love and you stick with them?
No, I play a lot of new games. I play a lot of, there's Halo Infinite out. There's a new Fortnite season I'm mm-hmm. super excited about. I play a lot of indie games.
All about Fortnite. That's our difference in thing right there. I could play the sports games with her, but
once you get those first. You don't have to be that good at Fortnite. That's the thing. I mean, that's how I play. I'm
Ralph's,
not good.
My other podcast partner and Ralph's co-owner of this network, didn't play video games at all for the first 10, 15 years I knew him. And now he's like all over Twitch doing like
he's obsessed with
Battlefield
Fortnite.
And he does what's the car soccer Rocket League
Rocket League.
Oh yeah, Rocket League. I hate that game. That's not my style.
And Fortnite and all those things.
I play the only games I like are the ones you guys would hate, which are the like I like that or The Last of Us, like that kind of game where it's just me playing.
Oh, I love those.
I love those kind of games. I don't like the other game.
The Last of Us was amazing. Both of them were amazing.
That's like a movie. Also, Assassin's Creed Odyssey is a really good game. I would highly recommend that one.
Those games I like that there's a story and you follow.
With the time that I have, if I get the PlayStation 5, it comes with that Spider-Man. Like I'll play that. But
you're gonna blow for that. You can't get one of those.
For the most part, it's I'm paying out of the ass for it.
Are you doing an eBay? Are you really doing that?
No, someone I know is. Do they get bundles with a controller? $850 for the system controller. And an extra controller, and a charging dock and two games. One of them I won't play, but the other ones, just at this point, it's just like, I don't know.
I need a hookup.
My favorite story ever is a guy was selling.
I was about to get your email or something back.
Okay.
When the Xbox first came out and you couldn't get in anywhere, a guy on eBay was selling Xbox boxes. So it said Xbox box, and he was selling it for $300, and technically he wasn't lying. They made him take it down, but he didn't have to give the money back, which is pretty wild.
Oh, what a jerk.
And he didn't lie.
One of the worst.
That is one hilarious jerk.
Yeah, it really is a hilarious jerk.
It was Jay.
Yeah. Last-minute question.
Hilarious jerk, thank you.
Did you ever end up meeting Tina Fey? You said in the video that was one of your dream meets.
No, I've never met Tina Fey. I saw Mindy Kaling eating pancakes once, but I didn't introduce myself. Those are my two, I wish. Okay. I feel like we'd be friends. So no, it hasn't happened for me. Thanks for bringing it up, Ralph.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You want to go on my bikes later? And also,
do you know Sarah at all? Sarah Silverman? I feel like you guys would be friends.
I've met once. She's another one. If I actually did anything out of my house, I think we'd be pretty good buds.
Yeah, she's
I know. This one's a very specific supernatural question.
Okay.
How do you feel? What happened to Charlie's storyline at the end of the show? Do you think that the alternate Charlie was also resurrected? Or not. Okay. They don't really talk about it.
This is okay. So I'll tell you what really happened.
Okay.
So I shot episode 18 of the last 20 episodes and I read all the rest of the scripts and they're so good. And then the last script before COVID changes had to happen had a big old, big ass party where everybody was in. This is a spoiler alert, you guys. Everybody was in heaven and they were meeting Dean. It was me and probably 8 other actors, like Kim Rose, and it was old school Charlie. Mm-hmm. And the showrunner even did an interview before COVID hit, was like, yeah, we're going to see old school Charlie in the end episode. Unfortunately, I flew home the day before they shut down the border for 6 months.
They
had to reach and they couldn't fly all the actors up because they were going to shoot that big bar scene where Dean goes into heaven and sees all his friends. And they were going to shoot that scene and then have the best rap party ever. They couldn't get people over the border to do it. So they had to rewrite the whole thing with no extra actors, which really sucks for all of us because I wanted to party. But also, I wanted to be in the end. So that was the version of Charlie that would have been in heaven with Dean would have been old school Charlie. Not Apocalypse Charlie never got a scene with Dean.
Right.
She never even had a relationship with Dean. She had like a little bit of one with Jerry. But like for me, I like that character, but she's not the heart of my who Charlie is. Like mm-hmm. old school Charlie was the one who had a relationship, was like the little sister. And yeah, that's the canon would have been.
That would have been canon if it wasn't for this fake pandemic, this government constructed pandemic, Jay.
Yeah.
Thanks for that finale, plandemic.
Okay, we don't have much time.
Did I tell you? Oh, I must have told you that already. What? I told you that leaks into the thing when I was to go see the band Stained. Mm-hmm. And like in between, they're like, you know, mopey songs of the 70s and screaming metal. He's just like, everything. He had such a political, he's like, Fauci lied. I'm like, what? Like, you're like, is this dude just sing It's Been a While, you fucking weirdo? I mean, it was literally like they started like it's sort of like a fuck Joe Biden chant, like, and the crowd just starts doing it. And you're like, what's happening? I don't even know what this is. What's happening here?
Horrible. The world is just
fucking great.
We're in bad shape, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So, in doing my research, the last thing I want to bring up that would make me happy, your biggest regret that you said, not getting naked on film.
You know what? It's true. I got a lot of like. You know, I did get some offers to do. There was one TV show that was like a Netflix show, and they were like, oh, you gotta get naked. And I had a baby, and I'm like, oh, it would have been nice to preserve all this with some good lighting, because it's not happening anymore. Like, it's just, it went from, bloop, bloop, you know, I breastfed for 2 years. They're not purred anymore. So I do wish an artistic, wonderful art, way, I would have been shot really beautifully and be like, that's your mama's body. It was.
Was there one that
like.
You turned down that you think of from back then that you could have done and you said, no, I don't want to be naked, and now you regret that, or just it's an overall thought?
I mean, the one that I turned down was like, it was like a Netflix. It was one of Netflix's first original features. It was like a werewolf thing. I can't remember the name of it. And like it, I watched the scene. I was like, they didn't light her that well. So I didn't regret it. But you know, had I been open to it, there might have been like an HBO thing or something that like had soft lighting and, you know, nice lingerie. Yeah.
Right.
It's fine. It's also but it's crazy. So awkward. Yeah.
Sorry. It's crazy that you went from being homeschooled to like a big giant. You went to college early at like 16 years old. So you nobody to thousands of people overnight. Did that freak you the fuck out?
No, I'm not well adjusted. That's why I'm in my house right now. Yeah.
Fair enough. And also in learning that you're a violinist and you got into a scholarship on violin. You've never worked it into any shows that I've seen, unless there have been.
It's in the Guild. Oh, it's in the second Guild. Season, I did write. No, not enough. You know, I mean, but here's the thing about violin. If you want to be good at something, you play like a musician. They got to play every day, hours. And mm-hmm. So when you get shitty, when you were good and then you get shitty, you don't want to show people that because you know how good you could be. Right?
Right.
Like Jay. Look at Jay. When he doesn't do stand up a couple of days, he's like, oh, I'm rusty. Is that you ever think of that? Yeah, you do.
You're not wrong for sure. I tell you. It's not necessarily, doesn't necessarily have to be every day or miss a few days, but for more, like, I'll tell you what, the pandemic, like when things came back and I went out on the road, I remember my first gig was Indianapolis at a comedy club, and before I went on stage, which is fine. I like to talk to the crowd anyway, so it's not nerve wracking that I don't remember my jokes, but I was more blown away that I'm like, I don't write anything down. I'm like, I don't remember like an hour of things I had ready. I was going to like present to Netflix before pandemic. An hour to Netflix, yeah. And then I was like, I don't remember 5 minutes of it. Like I had to like re-remember it all. It took like time. It took like several weeks of going on the road again to be like, okay, that's how that went.
I feel the same way with my bike riding. You know, if I don't bike ride with my brother every couple of weeks.
You and your double mint twin brother?
Yeah. We sing the song together. What do you mean?
You pass gum back and forth to each other?
Just
all
the same
I can do
piece.
Is see the height difference in the seats now. It's just like... It's
yeah,
like my, a mini
look at that. You can see it right there. Right
yeah.
there.
Right.
That is hilarious.
Your
I just noticed
so much
that.
Higher than him.
It's also, like- look at the wheel size difference. The wheel size difference is also a big difference.
It's true.
Yeah. You're tiny, bro. You should just carry him in the front like E.T.
I have a basket on my bike. You know that. All right, we got to do the first that she's not going to answer, but we'll ask it anyway.
Okay.
The first time ever I saw.
All right, the name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest these questions since the dawn of the show 5-6 years ago, and it is starting with your first concert ever. Ideally, something we're going to know. Doesn't have to be rock and roll, but the first concert you went to.
It was Tchaikovsky's Fifth The Austin Symphony.
Hack.
It's a beautiful piece. If you guys,
I have no idea. By the way, really it's good. Very fitting. That's a great first answer.
It's
I should
true.
Have seen. I should
Ralph,
have seen that
do you know,
coming.
Do you have any classical piece, like genuinely, that you like?
No, I mean, I there's song that I could name, or I could know, like I recognize.
I literally know one because it's like the one that like hit me the one time I heard it. But I'm just saying, like, there's no Brahms.
What's
third.
Yours? What is it?
Brahms third.
Oh, look at your Brahms guy. You have Torment inside.
I was I banged the Juilliard flautist for a little bit.
Now, the first drug you ever did, unless weed's the only drug you ever did, after weed, we're saying, you know?
I've never done any drugs.
Never done anything.
She was home school. What do you think? Did your mom have to also play the person who sold her weed after
sold
school?
Her weed.
Yeah. Here, here's a
come
scenario.
Over here.
And they role played it.
I've never done drugs. I just am a control freak. I barely drink alcohol.
Based on the way you say it, I agree. You barely drink alcohol.
You barely drink alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Saying it right? Alcohol?
I'm just a control freak. And like, okay. Where's the quality control? I do take anti-anxiety drugs. So
Lexapro. Lexapro?
Yeah, Lexapro. Come on, guys. I got some for you.
Save my life, dog. It's just save my life.
In her book and in life, you're very open to that. It's okay to embrace the weird, and it's okay to be a little off-center, which I think is a great message for people. So now we'll go to the first one, which I'm sure you're not going to answer. We talk about the first time you had sex.
Oh, Ralph, how could you?
And by the way, there's rumors that I know you're not going to answer this either. I don't know if it's true that you dated Nathan Fillion. Speaking of great-looking people, I know you're not going to answer this, so you don't have to answer it.
I did not date Nathan. We're very good friends. I'm not going to answer this shit for you. I'll save it for my memoir.
Who
I'm going to get paid for that.
Do you think
I'm
you are,
answer
Ralph?
That.
Where do you get the balls asking a question like that?
Yeah, to Miss Felicia Day, for God's sakes. Okay.
Where the hell do you get off?
Wow, FeliciaDay.com, at Felicia Day. The charity stream on Twitch is December 17th. The book, which is a few years old now, but I'm about 4 or 5 chapters in. I've been enjoying it, listening on my audio, because I do audiobooks only. You're Never Weird on the Internet, parenthesis, almost, came out in 2015. And anything else you want to plug before we go around the room for plugs?
I have a second book that came out right before COVID. It's called Embrace Your Weird, and it's a kind of a funny creativity book. So if you want some woo-woo stuff for January, it's like really funny and it has drawings and stuff, but also like you fill out stuff in the book to kind of find what you want to creatively focus on and unleash your creativity into the world. So, you know, if you like my prattle, you might like it.
That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, Jay, your plugs?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. New Year's Eve. Celebrating at the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island. Come check that out. And then the first half of the year is already pretty loaded up with dates. Bunch of places I've never been before. Milwaukee coming up soon. I'll be in Nashville soon. Coming out, I'm not sure what month it is, early in 2022 for the Netflix is a Joke Festival back on now. So I'll be out there in Los Angeles doing the worst we're going to do. I'm also going to run in my hour out there. So a lot of fun stuff coming up. Check it out, of course. Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network, and Bonfire on Faction Talk Series XM 103. Faction Talk 103, yeah.
What?
I don't know why my mind
was like
supposed
to be a fell asleep in the middle of that pitch. It was like you went.
There were so many plugs
you know
that fell asleep.
Can I tell you what it is? I still, for 5.5 years of that show, it was on Comedy Central Radio Series XM 95. I just like had that in my head, so when I'm saying the thing, I always got to, when we move channels, I'm like, Faction Talk Sirius XM 103.
Sounds very natural. Shannon, your plugs, please.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have interesting people from all walks of life, comedians, reality TV stars, porn stars, musicians, come on and tell their personal accounts of their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and any experience with the paranormal.
All right, now, Felicia, do not give an indication. We try to do this every week. We guess if our guest believes or doesn't believe in ghosts. I am going to say, don't respond, a 100% yes. Shannon?
Yes, I'm not 100% though.
Jay?
Unequivocally yes.
And Felicia?
No!
Wow!
You dummies!
I'm the closest to right. I'm the closest.
you were the closest to right, Shannon.
Oh my God, I would have bet the house on that one, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I am a Cancer with Gemini rising. I don't believe in that bullshit, okay?
Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday with the founder of Juice Press called Good Sugar Podcast. Their first Good Sugar location is opening up in January. And we end the show every week with a song at thestrshow.com/playlist. Do we want to put in some goofy classical song since that's what Felicia went to? Or
it's goofy. Classical's so goofy. guys.
Why don't you call her violin a fiddle, you dickhead?
It's not. What was it, Jay? Brahms what? Brahms something?
Charlie Third. Daniels. Devin went down to Georgia.
All right, we'll do that. Why not? We'll see you next time on the SDR Show. Peace.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.